Friday, 14th of September, and it's a very grey but dry morning, and very strong winds are blowing. I'm sheltered below the eaves of my shed. Garden strewn with leaves. Wild weather during the night. I absolutely love wind. Absolutely love the wind. Something magical about it. So, came back home yesterday afternoon. Should have been today, but our intention was to come home a day early and get some things in order today so that we could take my wife's family members, the three adults, and take them all the way back down to Northumberland for a day trip and take them round the places that we know so well. That was the plan. But a phone call this morning at 9 a.m, which we normally wouldn't have answered on a morning we've had a little bit of a long lie in bed, but I thought I would answer it, and it turns out that my wife's sister has taken a kidney infection, and the result of that is that we've just decided to cancel tomorrow altogether. She is absolutely unfit to go, and we definitely would not go down without her. So, my wife, being ever quick on her feet, quickly arranged over the telephone another and different wee trip when she's back on her feet in hopefully a week or two's time. So, as they say, the best laid plans of mice and men are Afghan astray. So, we will not be going back down to Northumberland tomorrow, but that doesn't matter. Her health is much more important. And on that note, there was a message waiting on the answer phone yesterday when we got home from my wife's brother in Australia, that they have cancelled his main operation till February, because they want to sort these blood clots out in his leg beforehand. So he's been put on the, let's say, just the postponed list at the moment until things get sorted out. So he'll be able to go his cruise. So it's kind of good news in a way. He's not worried about things. He's just, he was concerned actually that they would do something and he would have to cancel his cruise, which they had planned for so long. And so he's actually quite happy about that. So that was good news. So the thoughts this morning are of health issues with family members again. It's funny, you know, we all have our ailments, especially as we get older. Everyone knows that. We all have something that we carry through life. Whether it's a sore back, painful back that we carry for many, many years, we just learn to live with it, or taking migraines and coping with that. Taking medications for all kinds of bodily function ailments. But we all learn to live with that, and we all get on with life. And you know, I quickly take a step backwards as the rain comes shooting immediately down, straight down, without a word of warning. It's like a drop to warn me it was coming. Back to my subject of thinking on health and how we deal with things and cope with things. And you know, just on that subject alone, watching those people in the Paralympics performing, it really does make me think of all those people out there who have similar ailments to those wonderful people who moan and bemoan, or I should have said groan and bemoan their ailments and how the world hates them and they've got a chip in their shoulder and they can't cope. And you know, yes, you can. You can take some kind of inspiration from those people who train as hard as able-bodied athletes for their events, dedicate themselves to keeping themselves fit. They don't lie down to what their disability is. They see it as something that's just an obstacle to be gotten over. Go on with life, enjoy it no matter what it is, and do something. And there are others who just do nothing because they have an ankle problem that means they have to sit in a wheelchair or whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just they just give up and say, "Oh, I've got this, and that's me the rest of my days," and moan, moan, moan. We should look at these people and say, that should have been my mental attitude and not this dismal attitude to life. There are people out there who are so severely disabled and are training daily. Even if they never get to the Olympics, they never get to win a medal, they're never noticed by the public, but they're still out there doing something with their lives. I'm full of admiration for those people. In fact, when I see what some of those people are doing in sport, and I look at my occasionally lethargic self, who is fully able-bodied, I think I should be ashamed that I don't even exercise a tenth of what these people do in a day. So health is relative to your mental attitude. That's my belief. And we should never lie down. Of course, there are people who have to lie down. I'm not talking about people who are so incapacitated with ill health. They have no option. I'm not talking about those people, of course. But I'm talking about those, including myself, who can get out and about, who can do things to improve their health, improve their life, improve their well-being, improve their mental attitude their whole mental attitude to their body, to their life, but switch off and don't do it. So I have actually more praise for the Paralympic athletes than I do for the able-bodied ones. Maybe I'll take a walk in that strong wind today. No, maybe I won't. I will, I definitely will go for a long, brisk walk in that wind today.